Next up, we have Senate Bill. I think we go back to 209 now. Senator Olson, good morning.
Good morning, Senator Tuttle and members of the committee. I've spent the evening evaluating why we would lose by 1 point, and I've determined that 70 times 1,100 versus 35 times 1,100, everybody got paid yesterday for their expenses, and I think the House just had way too much money. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, Senate Bill 209 is a what I'd call a sleepy tax bill. One of the issues that I think with the use tax that we have in our state is that as soon as that equipment is on premises, its tax is due right now. And I think that might be an inhibitor to potential continued economic development. The example I'd cite, obviously, is a hometown issue. We have a paper company that would take a piece of raw cardboard at one end, and it ends up as a pizza box at the other end. A very, very, very high-tech piece of equipment, multi-million dollars. And, basically put out a finished product. The problem is it takes so much time to get this piece of equipment online. I think it took about 3 months to train, the technology. It's all computerized. And, I just think that this might be it's permissive. It doesn't, guarantee a delay in the remittance of the tax at all, but it gives an option for that business, because many of the people that might want to access this might not want to, because it has to do with a lot of cash flow and what their balance sheet is like at the end of the year. Whether they choose to take the option, we might do, if you would agree with me that Senate Bill 209 is an important effort. But I do have an amendment to the bill, Mr. Chairman, that I think clarifies it even further. Senator Moore?
While that's being distributed, we could take a motion to place motion by Diedrich and seconded by DeHuick. So feel free to discuss the amendment in the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, what the amendment does, if you look on page 2 of the printed bill, take out on line 23 when the equipment and machinery, and in line 24 is operational, or leaving after 6 months, and then striking whichever occurs first. So basically, it sets a definitive timeline on what the state of South Dakota would accept as a resting period. So the idea is that let's let them get the equipment in, let's let them get it up, let's let them train employees and get it operational, and they have 6 months to do it. I can tell you in the case that I just cited with the box factory, it took a lot longer than 6 months. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd entertain any questions, but I have the official that was involved in last night's contest. And don't ask me any questions. Please save them for him, because I am a little bitter.
We have questions and doubts. So.
Senator McCracken really let me down last night, but I think I just lost the vote.
Go ahead if there are any questions of Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Senator Olson, would you see this as a good tool for economic development?
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Any further questions of the sponsor? If not, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, David Owen with the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I'm told I bear an uncanny resemblance to an official at last night's game. Finding that to be a little unfortunate this
that
point.
That is true. I'd like to see you change the striped shirt.
Focusing on the bill, which I kind of hope is a trend here for the next few minutes. South Dakota is kind of in mid-ground when it comes to taxing this kind of production equipment. There are still a few states who tax it as property tax and therefore levy a tax every year. There are a lot of states that are using this as an incentive or have taken that tax to zero. South Dakota has a one-time tax. It is a use tax or sales tax. I always like to point out, I think we have a political presumption in the state that South Dakota somehow is a tax-free zone for businesses. And businesses do pay a significant amount of tax, and this is one of them. I point out they pay use tax for two reasons, because they believe in democracy in the American way and because we're audited all the time. And this stuff's hard to find, or hard to hide anyway. I think this bill is, our attempt in bringing this bill is to try to find a middle ground. We're not asking that the government get less revenue, but we are asking that the timing of when that check has to be written can be delayed 6 months. This will give some of our members, and the state chamber merged with the Manufacturers Association a number of years ago, so we do represent the manufacturers. Just gives them some time to either open a new plant, and those are the people who have been more particularly interested, were the ones that said, gee, when I came here from Minnesota, I was a little surprised I had to write that check right away. Give them a chance to be operational before you ask for the tax. You have in front of you a letter from the Mitchell Area Development Corporation executive. We also have letters from Pier and Rapid City. They just make a couple points, and then I will move aside, Mr. Chairman. It is a reasonable approach to collection. We've kind of diminished some of the other incentives that we have put out there. Tax increment finance districts are more difficult to use. Phased-in property taxes have been restricted. This would at least soften one of the barbs that we do have in South Dakota. And the point that he makes also, this equipment is key to high-paying jobs. Very technical equipment is very expensive and can be the key to some high-paying jobs. We would certainly hope you'd give favorable consideration to 209. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Any questions? Not for the proponents, Senate Bill 209.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dan Nelson, registered lobbyist for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. A little bit more about the bill procedurally and then our hometown example, and I'll get out of your way. This allows businesses to apply for this six-month delay in payment of their use taxes under a procedure that is called for it to be established by rule by the Department of Revenue. So between passage of this bill and enactment in July, you would have a procedure outlined by the Department of Revenue for making application for this delay. In preparing this bill, we tried to make sure that we kept the Department of Revenue fully informed, GOED, second floor as well. So we've tried to, and also the Municipal League, because use tax is collected on their behalf at the location, the business location. So it's not a forgiveness, it's a delay, and hopefully we've got everybody on board procedurally. The Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce works very closely with the Sioux Falls Development Foundation, and in preparing this bill, I talked with them and Dan Hingbjorgen, one of their marketers there, and that's a name as such, you don't try and spell it, we just often refer to him as Dan H. Even for a Norwegian like Nelson Hingbjorgen's a little bit tough. But in talking with Dan, he gave me a recent example of a printing company that they were trying to locate from Minnesota. $1.5 million printing press was basically what the business was built around. And in his email language, it gets a little bit more cryptic than letters, but he said to me, $90,000 up front, deal breaker. And that was the end of his correspondence with me. Not to say that delay would have necessarily turned that prospect around, but it's perhaps a tool that we can work with. As implementation of this would go forward, I could see in recruiting new prospects that we inform them of this and work with them in doing that procedural part of making the application to the Department of Revenue. That's a service we could offer. And we could all work together for existing businesses to let them know that this place, that this program is in existence. So I think in the interest of creating primary jobs, and that's everybody's interest in economic development, that this would be one more tool we could use besides the excellent business climate that we try to preserve and protect here in South Dakota. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, are there any questions of Mr. Nelson? Go ahead, Senator Polk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dan, I realize you're not the drafter, but I'm just kind of curious as I'm reading. Are you at all concerned about the potential of the secretary of the department failing to grant an extension or a waiver for the 6 month, and what kind of criteria may be used for, you know, this business, size of equipment, cost of the project, kind of thing?
Well, there's a cost of the expenditure. The cost of the project is already set. There's a minimum already set in the statute. In terms of going forward on the rule process for their criteria, optimistic that we can work that out. As often is the case in a rulemaking situation, if that isn't the case, we'll be back next year. But no, we're very optimistic that we can work this out with revenue in a way that will be satisfactory to everyone that might want to use this tool.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thanks. Further proponents? Senate Bill 209. I see none of their opponents to Senate Bill 209. No opponents to Senate Bill 209. We will close to committee discussion and or action. Senator McCracken. Oh, yeah, we need to do the amendment, so we'll just take a vote on the amendment first officially. We did have the amendment, and that was 209FA, SB 209. That was distributed. We had a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So now we do have Senate Bill number 209 amended, and Senator McCracken.
I think Senate Bill 209 as amended would be a very good bill regarding economic development, not only in the areas that they talked about, but throughout the whole state of South Dakota for other companies coming in, building, expanding, and moving forward and promoting our state. With that, I'd encourage your passage of it.
Okay, we have a motion do pass, and we do not have a second. Seconded by DeHuick. Any discussion on the motion? If not, Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of Senate Bill 209 do pass as amended, say aye. Opposed, nay.
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Edrick?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore? Staggers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
7 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 209 will go to the floor, do pass as amended.